USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three states allowed certain businesses to reopen with restrictions, even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from coronavirus rose past 50,000, and health experts warned it's too soon to ease lockdown orders. In Georgia and Oklahoma, salons, spas, and barbershops reopened with a green light from their Republican governors. Alaska allowed restaurants to resume dine-in service and retail shops and other businesses to reopen. Though limited in scope and subject to serious social distancing restrictions, the reopenings marked a symbolic milestone in the debate raging throughout the world as to how quickly political leaders should lift economically damaging lockdown orders. Also, President Donald Trump signed a $484 billion bill that aids employers and hospitals under stress from the coronavirus pandemic. Keep it right here for all your news updates. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The World Health Organization cautioned against the idea of immunity passports, saying there's currently no evidence that people who have recovered from COVID-19 are protected from a second infection. Immunity passports have been suggested by some governments as a means to enable people to travel or return to work, assuming they can't be reinfected. But the WHO said more research on immunity is needed before this can be considered. Keep your eye on the sky in the coming weeks as the Navy Blue Angels are planning a series of flyovers to honor healthcare and essential workers fighting on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Their salute to the nation called America Strong will appear over areas hardest hit by coronavirus, according to a joint statement from the U.S. Navy and Air Force. General Dave Goldfein, Chief of Staff of the Air Force, said, "We're excited to fly over cities across America as our way of saying thanks to the healthcare workers, first responders, and all the people who selflessly run into the breach to keep America strong." This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam signed an executive order pushing back local elections scheduled for May 5th until May 19th. The two-week period is the longest he is constitutionally allowed to delay an election without action from the state's General Assembly. Northam said at a news conference, "If you plan to vote in that election, I strongly encourage you to vote absentee by mail." Earlier this week, the House of Delegates passed a motion to postpone the election until November, but the state Senate did not agree. Legendary quarterback Tom Brady admitted to a series of comedic missteps around his new home in Tampa, Florida, including breaking and entering and trespassing. Brady, who recently signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after two decades with the New England Patriots, called himself out for walking into a stranger's home and being at a park against stay-at-home orders. Brady was set to meet with Bucs offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, but accidentally visited the coach's next-door neighbor, David Kramer. Brady just let himself in, and Kramer had this to say to TMZ.
"Am I in the wrong house?" And I said, "Like, who are you looking for?" And he said, "Is this Byron's house?" Right then and there, my body just clicked. Tom Brady is in my house. By the time I could get my composure, he was like, "Oh, I am so sorry. I am so sorry." Grabs his bags and just is gone.
Brady was also caught earlier this month working out at a Tampa park, which had been closed to fight the spread of the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.